Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have as we're rounding out a successful 2013. Happy holidays to you all. I'm calling in from California here tonight, San Francisco area. We've got David Sandoval, our owner and founder, calling in from the Native Springs Oasis. He's also going to be joining the call here in just a couple of minutes.
And hey, David.
What up? All right, good. Well, glad to have you.
Could you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
I just texted you. I'm having some type of difficulty. My phone won't charge, and I'm losing battery quickly. So I apologize to everybody for that. And hopefully,
well, why don't you start us out then, David? So we'll improvise here. We'll call an audible and let you share some thoughts here to start out the call, and then I'll carry it on as your cell phone battery slowly dies.
Well, there's a couple of things I want to share with everybody. Again, thank you so much for being on tonight. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you're celebrating. We celebrate life at Purium every single day. But this is a time of beginnings. Every day is a new beginning. And this is symbolic. And I want to tell you, when I was in the stock brokerage industry, there is a very strong tradition that says the way the year begins is the way it will end. The way that stocks end in January, if they're up in January, they're going to be up for the year. And that's a tried and true, almost always comes to pass. And I find that it's true with life as well, that if you start strong, then you have a very good chance of continuing and finishing strong because of that momentum that is created. And so as we talk about transformation and how that relates to life, there is something else that I really think is a powerful barrier to success. And so I want you to face that barrier in the eye, and I want to share that with you. And there is something called fear of flying. And in fear of flying, it's said that, you know, that we're afraid of success, because if we strive for success and we fail, then we have to admit that we, again, weren't what we thought we were. And so we would rather believe that we could have been a star than try to achieve that and fail. And then we could grow old with the comfort that we might have been something someday if we had only applied ourselves, but we never did, so we'll never know. And it's better to never know than to find out for some people. But here's the problem. You do not succeed until you've failed multiple times. And so that's why they give you 3 strikes in baseball. You know what I'm saying? So the bottom line is that you've got to face that fear. And so if you go to transform yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, then you have to look and say, well, if I need to transform, it must mean that I wasn't good enough before. And I want to let you know that that's simply not true. None of us ever think that we're finished, that we're as good as we could be, that we're perfect. And that means that we could improve. And if we could improve, we have to love ourselves for who we were, but more for what we could do to become even better, a better version of yourself. This continuous self-improvement. And when you're dedicated to continuous self-improvement, the joy you feel for having improved is far greater than the ego hit that you take for having to admit that you weren't perfect or you needed to improve on some level. And it's a powerful psychological tool for you to reward yourself for being a transformer, for reaching higher goals, for having the strength to look yourself in the eye and say, yes, I'm a pretty good guy, I'm a pretty great girl, but I think I could be even better. And that means I have to admit that there's a weakness in my armor somewhere, and I'm going to fix it. And to me, that is a sign of maturity, it's a sign of growth, and it's a sign of success.
Well, I love the way you say that, and I think that's a very mature way, as you say, of looking at life, is to say every day is a new beginning, every month's a new beginning, every year's a new beginning, and we're obviously coming up on, you know, that biggest of beginnings, the new year, and to look back with thoughtfulness, to look into the mirror and say, here's what I liked about this year, and I feel good about what I accomplished, and I feel good about who I was, and I feel good about who I act, how I acted. And then to have the willingness to say, you know, there are some things that I wish were different, that could be different, and let me change those things that are in my power that are changeable. And certainly weight is one of those things. And certainly financially, there is an opportunity through using Purium as a vehicle to make some different choices, and from those choices can come better outcomes. And so, you know, it's all about, you know, knowing what you want to have happen, or maybe even starting further back for the hunger to change, the desire to change, to work out of, you know, inspiration to see and feel something bigger and better, and saying, that's what I want, that's who I want to be, that's how I want to act, that's what I want to have. Those are the outcomes in my life that I'm looking for, and this is such a perfect time
of
year. Yeah, it's this perfect time of year.
You know, David, I have to just jump in here while I have some battery left and tell you that one of my favorite sayings is that we never plan to fail. We fail to plan. And, you know, it sounds like just a cute little, you know, saying, but it's not. It's absolutely accurate that if you have a plan and things aren't going according to it, then you go back and adjust. If you don't have a plan, you never know if things have gone wrong.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and it's safer that way. And that's what you said at the top of the call, which is totally true, you know, which is if you have a big dream but never put it to paper, if you have this, you know, idea in your head but you never try to act upon it, then you never fail, but you also never succeed. You never give yourself a chance to succeed. And so, you know, you're far better off following that process of plan, do, measure, adjust. Plan, do, measure, adjust. So it starts with, you know, what you want to accomplish, and that hunger to change, and the intention to change, and the activities and words that are necessary to make the change, and then to do it, to go out and make those phone calls, to go out and do that transformation, and to buy the transformation, to buy the flex foods, to follow the process, to jump in with both feet, and to be serious about it, and then measure what happened. And what happens invariably that I see is if people jump in with both feet on the transformation program, people jump in with both feet doing healthy happy hours and sharing gift cards, then they're excited about the results that they get. And that's the beauty of the program that we put forth is it may not be the easiest program, but it is effective every time. And so if you have that willingness and desire and intention to make it happen, then, you know, there's always some adjustments. There's always some things that you can do better the next cycle. And I love that term cycle, and I know that a lot of people are using it in conjunction with the transformation, is to say, you know, I did the transformation, and now I'm going to cycle again on it. I went out and did a healthy, happy hour, and now I'm going to cycle again on it. And so I think that mentality of plan, do, measure, adjust, of making the decision, doing the action, taking a look at what happened, making the right adjustments, And that's how you grow, and that's how you have success. And I know that's what we do on the corporate level, is we're constantly planning what we're going to be doing, making it happen, measuring if it worked, and making adjustments, and that's how we're getting better and better very, very quickly. And I'm really proud of 2013 and what we've done as far as, you know, making things happen and also adjusting for 2014.
Yeah, the self-assessment is continuous, and we will be the first to say, look, you know, we, you know, there's a saying that I always laugh at. It says, you know, shoot for the moon, and if you don't make it, at least you'll be among the stars. And I guess somebody didn't do their, you know, didn't go to school enough to figure out the stars are above the moon, but it's okay. I like the concept. You know, the idea is that at Purium, we're always, you know, we set our goals real high. And yeah, we might have to come back and say, you know what, okay, we got 6 out of 10 of our goals done, but we, you know, and we readjust, you know, and then we go, you know, for the next 4. But the bottom line is, don't get discouraged, you know, nobody built Rome in a day. Life is constantly 2 steps forward and 1 step back. When you're really, you know, when you're working hard, when you're blowing the doors off, it's three steps forward and one step back. But there's always going to be one step back in our lives. And that one step back is, should never be enough to knock you down. And, you know, I have a sign on my wall that says I get knocked down 10 times, but I got up 11. And that was put up there a long time ago. So we're up to like 1,111. But nonetheless, I want you guys to have that spirit that embodies Perium. And that's, you know, we're going to keep trying real, real hard to get a lot done. And we may fall short once in a while, but you know what? We get back on the horse and then we finish the race. And that's the spirit I want you guys to embody as well.
Yeah. So I think that's so important is to, you know, also keep what's working. So to build off of a foundation that continues to get bigger and better. So clearly there are things that you did that worked this past year. Clearly there are things that are worthy of celebration. Clearly there are people that you should be thanking. And there are things that you've done that you want to make sure, you know, happen in a bigger and better way next year. And so, you know, put down on paper what your game plan is. And as David said, you know, also focus not just on the year, but also on the month of January, you know, to get crystal clear as to what you're going to do to transform your health and to show it off. You know, I keep on hearing more and more amazing stories about people utilizing Facebook and just sharing photos of people on their team over and over and over again. Success story, success story, success story, success story. So I hope that everyone on this line is not only going to be doing a cleanse, but doing the continuation, making January their best month ever as far as their health. And if you have that level of focus and commitment on that, great things are going to happen for your health the rest of the year. And same thing with your wealth, is to get that focused, stretching your comfort zone just a little further to do a bigger healthy happy hour, to do more healthy happy hours, to call some of the people that you knew you should have but you didn't, to just keep on stretching a little bit bigger and to do it a little faster, because you know, this business is easier to do fast than slow. It's like riding a bicycle. And the transformation is the same thing. It's easier to go all in and say, I'm going to follow the system exactly the way it's laid out, than to say, you know, I'm going to follow the system, but I'm also going to, you know, every once in a while I might eat a little something and do a little. You know what? It confuses your body. And when you confuse your body, then you don't have the success that you could when you follow the regimented system. And it's the same thing on the business side. Is there's a simple system, and it starts with making your list and making the phone calls necessary to invite people to join you on the challenge or to go to a healthy happy hour, to go to your Facebook page to learn more about what's going on, and do it in a bigger way, and then the success creates the momentum, as David was saying, and that momentum is what carries you forward month after month after month. So, David, if you could, why don't you wrap up this part of the call, and then I want to go through and make sure everyone's clear on from an update perspective on, you know, what we've launched and what's going to be launching here very shortly.
No problem. Well, thanks, David, and again, thanks to everybody on the call. I just want to, you know, remind everybody that this is the, you know, like David said, it's a momentum thing, and the, like riding a bike is a perfect analogy. Everybody knows that. If you try to ride a bike slow, you fall over and you gotta, you know, it's difficult. You got a lot of balancing to do. But once you just start putting the pedal, you know, the foot to the pedal, and taking it seriously. I hate to put it this way. I don't want to insult anybody who's not in this to earn money. But if you are in this to earn money, I guarantee you, take it, because I am seeing serious money being made. And by serious money being made, I mean that there are people in this company that make more than Amy and I who own the company. That is true democracy. That is the ultimate free enterprise. So if you want to make $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year, these are levels only reserved for the upper, upper, upper echelon of management and CEOs of top, you know, 50 and Fortune 500 companies. And yet members of Perium can and do achieve those levels.
and you could be one of them. We want you to be one of them. We are doing everything we can to make you one of them. And that's the absolute truth. And the reason why, in case you're wondering why, because I am on a mission, in case anybody hasn't noticed, look at my videos. I am on a mission to spread the word far and wide that human people, our people, are suffering. We're suffering for lack of knowledge. The knowledge is readily available, but the food is not. We're putting the knowledge and the food together directly in front of people at prices that are not astronomical, that are not beyond people's ability to achieve them with the same dollars that they achieve their current lifestyle, which means that we have put the power in your hands to change the world, the future of this planet. Because if you look at the statistics, we are headed in the wrong direction. And our children are suffering, and we can't say we don't love our children. Anybody who does, well, you know, that would be a strange thing. So we're here for a reason. And free enterprise is powerful. And if we could empower you with money and with health so that you will share my mission and spread it far and wide, then I've accomplished my goal. You've accomplished your goal. And we've made the world a better place together. And that's why I'm here.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I know that everybody on this call feels that way because, you know, they're on this call here. There's lots of other things you could be doing, lots of excuses you can, you know, be making, and that's one of the things that that I've always appreciated, and a saying that I think is so true is, you know, ultimately all excuses are equal. And, you know, you're here right now because you want to change your life and the lives of other people, and we're appreciative that you're part of this. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what we've done and what we're doing and what the game plan is here from the company side, you know, to help you, to make this vehicle better, to take our business from a fast-moving stream to a raging river. I mean, that's really where we're at. 2013 was an amazing year in which we kept on moving forward month after month after month after month after month, every month moving forward, picking up more people, picking up more momentum, and now it's getting to the point where we're going to be going from $1 million a month to $10 million a month very, very quickly because of what we've done and the hard work we've done here this past year and the years before that, setting up for really what is the opportunity is right in its prime right now. So last week's call, we shared that information. We did a recap of 2013. We talked a little bit about vision and timing and positioning for 2014 and some of the changes that are put in place. So I recommend you take a listen to last week's call. If you heard it, then share it with others. We sent the link out several different times. It's on the front of the website, on the vision page of MyPurium.com. I've got a lot of positive comments about how that call really talked about timing and positioning in a way we haven't before, and that's because of our integrity, that we've always felt we've had a great opportunity, but we've never felt like we do right now about how perfect the timing is to be part of Purium. It's really a magical moment, and so some people are getting that, some are not, and those of you on the line, I'm guessing, are the ones that are getting it and have an unfair advantage because you're going to put in place a team of people that are going to do all the right things, starting with the transformation, doing a great cleanse, and sharing that, and having people over and over have success because of the systems we put in place. So 2014 is going to be our breakout year, and it starts with doing the cleanse. And so what we've done is we've made a small modification on our cleanse where we've added the ionic elements and taken out the herbal fiber blend. And, you know, I give David credit for that. I mean, most owners, most, you know, creators and product formulators would say, hey, I've got the fastest, healthiest, simplest, easiest way to lose weight on the planet. It's working so, so well. I'm never going to change it. You guys are all wrong. Don't give me any feedback. And the reality is a small percentage of people need more hydration. And so at our expense, not changing the price, we put in a product, Ionic Elements. It's more expensive for us to get a better result. And that's what we're all about, is making those small incremental improvements that ultimately, when multiplied by thousands and thousands of people, will be large incremental improvements. So the cleanse is available. We're sending it out with the ionic elements, and we know that it's going to work as well or better than any you know program we put in place. We have the continuation tax now as well. So we know that people want to do the 10-day transformation, and they still want a very regimented way to learn how to eat normal food. And David's put together the continuation tax, one for weight loss, one for maintenance. They're in place and available, and our support brochure is almost done. And this new support brochure spells out more clearly how to do the one-day-on, one-day-off program with recommended proteins and complex carbs and fruits and vegetables and oils and liquids and all the stuff you need to eat healthy, plus long-term lifestyle recommendations from David, as he said, talking about the combination of food and knowledge that hasn't been out in the marketplace before to allow somebody, no matter how healthy or unhealthy they are, to come in contact with Purium and within 30 days really upgrade their lifestyle, upgrade how they look, feel, and perform to have a weight loss experience, and then beyond the weight loss experience to a lifestyle transformation that we call the transformation experience. So we've really rebranded our business as the transformation experience. We have platinum packs that reflect that. So our new platinum packs that are available right now have a 10-day and a 20-day continuation pack available. And so we're in the process of creating a new enrollment pack brochure that has those spelled out, but they're available right now. So be proactive. Go take the information down, make a little Word document, or do whatever you need to make sure that people understand the best way to get started in the business is with a platinum pack, because it sets them up for the ultimate 30-day experience, plus it sets them up with 60 gift cards, and those gift cards right now are tied to a web alias, so we have a semi-automatic system that allows a brand new person to come in and use a redemption code instead of a 12-digit number. So we continue to make things faster, make things simpler, make things smoother. And our new transformation experience brochures are online already. They will be in-house, and it looks like it'll probably be Monday. They'll be available for sale in 10 packs and 50 packs. So, you know, watch for emails, watch for text messages. And if you're not a part of the Team Sandoval text message system, I recommend that you do that. It's one of the ways that we get information out quickly. So all you need to do is text the word Team Sandoval, no spaces, TEAMSANDOVAL, Team Sandoval to 55678. That's our short code, 55678. Just plug it into your phone like a new contact, you know, Purium text system, 55678. Just text Team Sandoval, hit send, and you'll be part of our text platform. You'll get a couple of text messages a day usually, including when those brochures are available. Now, many, many, many people have already jumped on, and I hope everyone on this call is part of it. We're going to be doing a new cleanse January 6th, and David and myself and Amy, you know, a lot of the corporate team and a lot of the leaders in the field are going to be doing a cleanse together. The support calls are going to be really fantastic, and I'm looking forward to seeing lots of stuff on Facebook being part of this group cleanse, this transformation experience cleanse, which starts on January 6th or sooner. You can start today. You can start January 1st, but gather people up and have them be part of it and to join onto it. Our next manufacturing tour is January 15th. That's going to be in Long Beach, of course, at 9:30 in the morning. It's a Wednesday morning. Anybody and everybody who goes on the tour really gets an appreciation for the quality and the commitment of the staff and the team and all that we have as far as a physical facility that's here to support. So if you know somebody in Southern California or dozens of people or hundreds of people, bring them out, RSVP, and we've got a manufacturing tour flyer that's just in the final processes of being created, I'm guessing, on Monday. That'll be emailed out. That'll be up on the event schedule. And then we have an event January 18th in Oahu. And then David's committed in February to not only go to Oahu, but a couple of other islands in Hawaii that we have not been to as a corporate team. So, you know, we're going to come out of the gate supporting everything and everyone who's out there willing to work, willing to build, willing to cleanse, willing to share this opportunity. And we have new programs that are going to be launched here shortly, and I love the way David said it, that they're going to be launched when they're ready to be launched right. So we don't want to have an Obamacare website. We want to have the correct website that works the way it's supposed to, but we've got a new buy, join, promote enrollment process that works great on iPads, that works, that's much more graphic, that's easier to follow, that makes it simple to add backup orders and to modify, and it's just a really beautiful, high-functioning enrollment process, and we're still doing some final tweaks to make sure that it connects with our gift card system correctly so that end-to-end it's fully automated so that when a new person enrolls, they have the opportunity to get their 10-day transformation, to get their continuation pack, to get gift cards, or to get a platinum pack or a gold pack, to get everything in place, to set up their web alias, to get their gift card codes, and immediately they'll get an autoresponder confirming that their gift card redemptions are in place and they're ready to go and ready to build or ready to try the products and get information directly from the company. We've got new autoresponders that we've written. So we've done a lot of listening as far as, what we needed to modify, and we're making those modifications, including a new member kit that will be including 5 gift cards. So there's going to be a new member kit that's going to include $250 in value with gift cards and also the new Transformation Experience flyers. So all of that is going to be coming out here very shortly. It's going to be ready when the enrollment process end-to-end works perfectly. And, we're certainly hopeful that that's going to happen before the new year so that when January 1st or 2nd hits, that, it's going to be all systems go and we're going to have everything in place to become a raging river right out of the gate. But, don't wait for us. You've got everything in place right now. We've just had 11 consecutive months of growth with what we had in place, and we just upgraded the cleanse, created the continuation packs, upgraded the platinum packs, introduced a new transformation experience brochure, had an amazing call last week, which is a great new tool. So, everything keeps getting better and better, building off of a foundation in which everything works. So, I know there are lots of folks that now that Christmas is over are really ready to go and really ready to take action. So I'm just so happy of what we've accomplished in 2013 and really appreciative of all that, that happened and all of you on the line here. And I hope you had a happy holiday and looking forward to a healthy, healthy new year, and a wealthy, wealthy new year as well. So, David, anything you wanted to do and share if your cell phone's still working to wrap up the call here tonight? Let's see if we still have him there. I'll give him another second or two to unmute. David, are you on the line? All right. Well, we may have lost him, but I can tell you that he's fired up and he's been so involved in creating this new support brochure and creating new materials. And, we'll be coming out with some new videos and other things to continue to make the program better and faster and simpler and smoother. And this ride from $1 million a month to $10 million a month is really going to be fun and really going to be profitable. And we're at a magic moment right now, and so I know that everybody on this line realizes it, and I appreciate you being on the line, listening in for yourself and for your team. If you got some value out of the call, ask them to listen to it, and hopefully you're putting together your healthy happy hours, you're putting together your challenges, you're putting together your game plan to make January 2 to 3 times as big as it is right now. Whatever your volume is in December, you should be looking at 2 to 3 times as big for sure in January and putting together a game plan to make that happen. So thanks so much, everybody, for being on the call, listening in, and make that plan and put it into action. The sooner the better. And, David, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts. And we will catch you next Thursday night. So this is the last week of kind of odd hours and odd calls. We're not going to do any support calls Monday or Tuesday of next week. There's not going to be a conference call Tuesday or Wednesday night because of New Year's Eve and New Year's. Thursday, we're going to do a huge getting started call for the new year, coming out, firing, and then the following week, January 6th, begins our cleanse and back to normal call schedule. And boy, I can't wait to hear the numbers and watch the numbers and see the excitement and energy that's coming out just from all the conversations I've had You know, it's going to be a very, very, very fast and fun ride here over the next few weeks. So we're geared up, rested up, ready to go, and I hope you are too. Thanks, everybody. Happy holidays. We'll catch you next Thursday night, and Happy New Year. 2014 is going to be the big one. Bye now.